Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The subject we want to look at is be careful what you call a blessing. Be careful what you call a blessing. It is important for us to understand the idea, the concept of a blessing, so that as we get ready for the future, for the coming years, we are able to position ourselves properly and we can enjoy the real blessings of the Lord. So our text is going to be from the book of Luke chapter 1 and then verse 26 to 33. So there are three things that was told Mary. The first one, you are highly favored. The second one, the Lord is with you. And the third one, blessed art thou among women. Blessed art thou among women. In fact, if we want to talk about these three things in one word, we want to sum it up. We can say, for example, that Mary was blessed. Hallelujah. All right. So in one word, these three blessings conferred by the angel can be summarized as a blessing, or that Mary was blessed. In the Old Testament, blessing was defined more in terms of the quantity and the quality of the physical things that a person had. Okay. So if you read the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, you get to understand that God blesses people and he defines it in terms of physical things that they have. So the more physical advantages you have, we see that the more blessed the person is. Isn't it so? When somebody has got better physical conditions than the other person, we see that the one who has a better physical condition is blessed. And maybe the other person is not as blessed. So the finer your physical things are, the more blessed the person was. You see this thing very clearly in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, where we have a pile of blessings. I've never found any place in the Old Testament where there is a pile of blessings. Blessing is spoken over and over again than in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 following. The Bible says that you will be blessed. God will bless you, your cattle. He will bless the fruits of your hand. You will be plenteous in goods and things like that. So this is what I mean when I say that in the Old Testament, blessing was determined more in terms of physical things than any other thing. Now, when Jesus Christ came on earth, he redefined and realigned many things. If you read the story in the Gospels, you will come across many times where the Bible will say something like, you have heard that it was said, maybe you shall not commit adultery, but I say unto you. You will find that phrase a lot of times where Jesus Christ refers to the Old Testament and then he says that I am putting a redefinition of adultery. I am putting or redefining murder. I am redefining maybe your relationship with one another. If you call somebody a fool, you are in trouble and stuff like that. Okay, so when Jesus Christ came on earth, he redefined many things, including the idea of blessing. And I believe that, you see, in life, if you have to do well in life, you must learn to question things. You must learn to inquire before God about things. Because if you just flow with what you came to meet, it is okay. You'll be fine to some extent, but you will fall short of the kind of glory that God wants you to have in your generation or in your day. So bless God, we have had wonderful times, maybe in times past. But I believe that God is a God who has got fresh things for us in our generation, in our day. So we have to learn to not follow tradition for the sake of it. We have to learn to inquire and ask, why are things like this? Why do we believe it this way? Hallelujah. We have to learn to go into the Bible ourselves and understand things for ourselves. Otherwise, you are going to be misled. Hallelujah. And in this end time, there are many deceptions which are going on, that every child of God must read the Bible for himself. Every child of God must study the Bible for himself. Hallelujah. So if you read the Gospels, you will understand that, especially the book of Matthew, that the first thing that Jesus Christ clarified, the first thing that he clarified was the idea of blessing. And he spoke about it copiously. He spoke about blessing so well. Blessed are thou, blessed are thou, blessed are thou. Because he wanted to reshape our understanding of blessing. Hallelujah. Why did he do that? Because I believe, like you have in mind, blessing means a lot to us. Why are we around? We like blessing. We want to be blessed. We are blessing hungry people. That is how God framed us. He just programmed us to love blessings and to gravitate towards blessing. Where there is a blessing, you will find us there. Because like we say, who doesn't like good things? Hallelujah. So blessing is our fault. God created us like that. The Old Testament actually began with a blessing, Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them. The first interaction that God had with human beings on this earth was that he blessed them. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. So the Old Testament actually begins with a blessing and unfortunately ends with a word, just one word, curse. Wow. That's not good enough. Malachi 4:6. The New Testament also begins with a blessing in Matthew chapter 5. And then he ends it with a blessing. That's the difference. In the book of Revelation, you will see that the world or humanity does not end with a curse. Unlike in the Old Testament, it ends with a blessing. In actual facts, the first thing that God confers on human beings is a spiritual condition of blessing. That's the first thing God confers on a human being. Genesis 1:28. The first thing God said when he came to Adam was to pronounce blessing. And God blessed them. And then he said, or he spoke further unto them. So God created in us a desire for blessings, and we are addicted to blessings. We like it so much that Satan traps Christians with blessings. Because you cannot really trap somebody with something the person does not like. It is what the person really likes that you put on the trap so that the person will come for it. Otherwise, he cannot get us. So the devil understands that we are naturally people who gravitate towards blessing. And so in order to get at us, he gives a semblance of blessings so that we can get close to that place. But it may not be a blessing at all. That is why I'm speaking to you today on the subject, be careful what you call a blessing. Because I believe that many people are blessed, but they don't know that they are blessed. And because they don't know they are blessed, they don't believe that they are blessed, certain things that should be manifest in their lives does not manifest. Because they don't understand what a blessing is all about. A wrong concept of blessing has wasted and destroyed many great people. Many well-meaning people, well-intentioned people have been misled by a wrong concept of blessing. And I want us to enter into our future with a correct understanding, idea of a blessing. Hallelujah. Because blessed circumstances can be disguised as curses. Blessings can be disguised as curses. And the vice versa. Curses can also be disguised as blessings. If you read the book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 15, the Bible says that God is a God who hides himself. In other words, when God is coming around, you may not see him maybe with his holiness and everything like God. You may not see him maybe with all the light that you believe that God must go with. All right? So God hides himself. He hides himself. And the things of God are also hidden. Proverbs 25 verse 2. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to hide a thing, but it is the honor of kings to search it out or to find it. So that is the way that God operates in his practical operation. Can we all say practical operation? We know God is high and lifted up. God that we worship is the creator. He is above all and things like that. But when he is operating practically with human beings, he hides himself and he hides his things. Everything that comes from God is a blessing. And the Bible says that it is the glory of God to conceal or to hide a thing. So, most of the time, blessed circumstances, they come to us in a disguised form. They don't look like blessed circumstances. They don't look like blessings in themselves, but they are blessings. We must find out. It is the honor of kings that they find things out which God has hidden. How do we find things out? There are three ways. Number one, through foresight. Foresight is seeing the thing before it happens. Seeing maybe the situation before it happens. All right? Seeing ahead of time. That is the one way that you can know whether something is a blessing or not. You can know it ahead of time. That this thing I am entering into, it will bless me. Or maybe it will not bless me. So you have foresight about it. The second way you can know is by insight. Insight is really when you are in the thing. When you are in the situation, you get to understand that this thing I am in is a blessing. Or this thing I am in is really not a blessing. I thought it was a blessing for me to do this, for me to go here, for me to start this thing. But once I have gone to the place, once I have started that thing, I realize that I am not blessed, or it is not a blessing, so to speak. Now, the third way you can know is by hindsight. Hindsight is when the event is past. When the circumstance is past, you can look back and see that, oh, the thing that I went through, it has turned out to become a blessing. Oh, the thing was a blessing. I never saw it ahead of time. I never saw it when I was in it. But when I left it, I looked back at my life and I realized that, oh, this thing that befell me was a blessing. That is a hindsight. So these are the three ways through which we can know what God has concealed. We can know it by foresight, insight, or hindsight. It's because of this that we should be careful, because God doesn't bring things that look like a blessing. God really, in his operation with us, he doesn't bring things that look like it's a blessing. It looks some other way, but he wants us to believe that once it is coming from him, there is a blessing in this thing for me. Can I have an amen? All right. Now, I want us to understand also that the devil operates like God. We know the devil as a bad person, wicked, diabolical spirit who doesn't want any good thing for anybody. It is true. That lofty definition of the devil is true. But in his modus operandi, the way that he operates with human beings, he does not operate as a diabolical, evil person. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians that the devil is transformed into an angel of light. In other words, in his practical operation, Satan likes to hide things like God. So he will take something that is not a blessing, and then he will cover it with a blessing. So that on the face of it, it looks like this thing is okay, this thing is a blessing, but it is a very bad thing. It is a very bad thing. The things that the devil bring our way are not things that you look at, the first look at it, and you say that, no, this circumstance is bad. Or this place I'm going is bad. Or this step I want to take is bad. Alright? It looks okay. It looks like a blessing. So, sometimes if we are not careful, our what we call a blessing, we fall for bad things which are disguised as blessings. In the case of the devil and his work, we do not have the luxury of hindsight. In other words, we cannot say that, well, let me go through the thing, and after it is over, then maybe I can determine whether the thing was bad or good. We cannot, because by the time you are through that step, you are through that business, you are through that direction, you are completely destroyed. Hallelujah. We do not have the luxury of hindsight. Even we do not have the luxury of insight. Because we should not get into a situation before we realize that, oh, what I am inside is not good. It wastes well-meaning people. People with direction for their life. People the hand of the Lord is upon. They have been wasted by a wrong idea of what a blessing actually is. For the things of the devil, we should have foresight. In other words, before you enter into it, you must ask God for grace to see that this step that I'm taking is not a good step. Although it looks disguised as a blessing, as a wonderful thing, it is not a good thing for me. So that you don't waste your years. So that you don't waste your life. Hallelujah. You know, when Mary was told the three things, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women, you will think that all the physical conditions around Mary will reflect it. But it did not reflect it, did it? How will you feel when a whole archangel comes to you that you are highly favored? And this favored person has to be registered, to be taxed, like everybody else.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Isn't it easy for Mary to doubt that, oh, this angel, what he told me that I'm highly favored, is it really true? Because here am I, very pregnant, and I am not favored, that they say, okay, now the registration for the taxation, pregnant people are excluded from traveling. Say, no, everybody, go and travel. Go to your hometown. Go and get registered so that we can tax you. The physical condition around Mary didn't show that she was blessed. Because they were not from room to room. I believe you know that they had money. At least Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph, they were righteous people, the Bible says. And you know that righteous Jews were blessed with physical condition of money. So they had money. So when they were knocking in the hotels and in the rooms of Bethlehem looking for a place to sleep and for Mary to bring forth, they were rejected. Nobody favored them that, oh, let's pick this pregnant woman in. I would have done something like that. When I see that the person, oh, I would have done something like that. I would have said, oh, you come in. Come and use my room. Maybe I would go somewhere, look for a place. I'll hang around with the new guys because people have come to town. We can make friends and things like that. I mean, no favor. But the angel said, you are highly favored. There are people who are blessed, but whose physical conditions does not show that they are blessed. And because of that, they think that the year did not go well for them. They think that maybe if I am blessed, if I am highly favored, then my business should be like this, and it should be like that, and it should be like that. And because it is not like that, they are taking themselves out of the fact that they are blessed. Out of the fact that God is with them. Because let's face it, in our idea of a blessing, if we say somebody is blessed and he is bringing forth, he must go to the best hospital in town. Now you go to the people who are in the best hospitals, you look at them and you say, hey, these people are blessed. Now you go to the people who are not in, maybe who cannot go to the hospital for want of money, and you say, oh, there is a problem here. There is a problem here. There is a curse. Wow. But the angel said that you are blessed. The Lord is with you. If the Lord is with me, Pastor, why did I go through this? If the Lord is with me, why is it that this thing is not happening for me year after year and year after year and year? Did I hear right? Did I read the word of God right? Are the pastors preaching right? How come they say that it is well? How come I shake their hands and they say you are blessed? And yet, my physical condition doesn't reflect a blessed person. Mary did not have all these things that today we will say shows that you are blessed. I want us to understand what is called a blessing, not after the traditional sense. That we, when you came into the Christian life, you heard that people said you are blessed. When they see you with a new car, they say you are blessed. When they see that you have married, they said, what a blessing. When they see that you come to the end of the year, they say you are blessed. And the people who didn't come to the end of the year, they are not blessed. I mean, all these traditional things. We need to go into the Bible and find things out for ourselves so that in our generation, we can attract the best of God for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we look at our physical condition to say and to determine if we are favored, if God is with us, if we are blessed. But we will be wrong if we do that. Because who was more blessed among women than Mary? And will the person who is the blessed woman of all women, will she bring forth in a place where there is no midwife? There are only Joseph, an inexperienced husband who has to deliver Mary. With animals, not nurses, goats, sheep, looking on. Highly favored woman. Blessed woman. Because many of us, we are writing ourselves out of the spiritual condition of blessing that God confers upon us by looking at the physical things around us. But that is wrong. I said that is wrong. The New Testament starts with a copious, deep revelation and understanding of blessing. Jesus makes sure that you people, you get it right. He makes sure that Mary, you must get it right. I say to you that you are blessed of God. Hallelujah. And the devil is a liar. Let's look at some seven characteristics of blessed people. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is teaching something for the first time. Very strong thing. As his first message. Very important message. We call it the Beatitudes. We call it a sermon about blessings. About blessings. Matthew 5:1. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Jesus is redefining blessing. He says that a blessed person is somebody who is poor in spirit. It's a blessing to be poor in spirit, not rich in spirit. Mary said that the rich God has sent empty away. Mary was poor in spirit. Luke chapter 1, verse 48, verse 52, he says that you have regarded the low estate. You have regarded the low estate of your handmaid. And now from today, all generations shall call me blessed. A blessed person is somebody who is poor in spirit. Not everybody is poor in spirit. It's a blessing to be poor in spirit. If you are listening to me, I want you to understand that if you are poor in spirit, you are blessed of God. You are blessed of God. Poor in spirit is a condition, it's a state where you know deep inside of you, you cannot do it all on your own. You know that you need God. You have to depend on God.
It's not a blessing to have a disposition when you think that you can do away with God. You are not blessed when you think you are so sophisticated, when you think that you have so much that you don't need God in your life. That is not a blessed condition. A blessed condition is where you have a heart condition where you need God. So get to understand that it's a blessing to be poor in spirit, not to be enriched in spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 17, you will get to understand that the first king, the first person God made ruler over his heritage, over the things of God, one condition God mentioned to him was this. 1 Samuel 15, 17. He said that when you were little in your own eyes, I picked you and made you a king. When David was also, the second king, was also small in his own eyes, God picked him and made him a king. Because he doesn't pick the people who feel confident, who feel they are capable, who feel they are okay in themselves. Because of achievements, because of the past, they are no more poor in spirit, because they can do it without God. They know how to lead a prayer meeting. They know how to teach. They know how to preach. They become rich in spirit. They don't depend upon the Holy Spirit anymore, because they know how to do it. Says that when you have a condition where you are poor in spirit, you are blessed, brother. Wow. It's a powerful thing, oh. Paul says, because of that, I delight in infirmities. I delight in necessities. I delight in having a need for God's hand, for God's intervention. Says that it is when I am in this state that God's power can rest upon me and can manifest in my life. So, who is a blessed person? A blessed person is somebody who is poor in spirit. Thank God for spiritual poverty, because that introduces us to the kingdom. Everything is not to just maybe God or maybe to an angel. He introduces us a whole nation. Says that the whole nation is for you. Wow. You want to own nations. A nation of God. Says that it's for you. It's your property. Yours is the kingdom. When you are poor in spirit. Because the kingdom is available for you then. Number two, a blessed person mourns. A blessed person mourns. He grieves. It's not only people who are cares, so to speak, who grieve or who mourn or who are sad. Blessed people. Jesus said that it's a blessing to be sad. In fact, if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7 or so, you get to understand that it is wonderful for you to be in a service, in a house where there is mourning, than to be in a place of joy, of feasting. Do you know why? He gives a reason. He says, because that is the end of all men, and the wise will lay it to heart. So it is not just in a service where there is shouting and people are rejoicing and all that. That is there. It shows that we are blessed. It is not when you go through the year and you have not had any occasion to sit down and to ponder and to wonder how your life is going. And that means that maybe you are not blessed. When you go through mourning, ladies and gentlemen, you are a blessed person still. Because it is a blessing to mourn. Says who? Says Jesus. And I'm not talking about mourning over pain. I'm talking about mourning over a mistake or a wrong. Either your own wrong or the wrong of somebody else. The wrong of people. You know, sometimes the Bible, there was a time that James said something, that there was a rejoicing that was evil. In Habakkuk, he says that there was a rejoicing city who dwelt carelessly and became desolate. Because that joy was not coming really, really from God. Can we also be careful what you call a blessing? Oh yeah. You need to be careful what you call a blessing. Otherwise, you rat yourself out of the blessings of God. Otherwise, you will think that God has not done anything for you. Otherwise, you think that your life is not improving because you didn't buy a car, you didn't marry a wife, you didn't have any physical thing. Jesus is redefining the concept of blessing. And he says that when you mourn, you are blessed. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, the Bible calls it godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow is where you are broken, you are contrite. Isaiah 57 verse 15, God says that I dwell in a high and lofty place with the person who has a broken, a mourning spirit. He says that to revive his spirit. But I dwell in a high and lofty place with the person who mourns. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.